I'll do anything it takes to stay with you. There were many nights I cried wanting you, waiting for the touch I need so much and not knowing what to do. If it means my pride goes begging on my knees, I'll do that too. I'll do anything it takes to stay with you.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 27 degrees. Time now for the 5 o'clock update.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They say this might help. Investigators say they found the piece of that airplane that blew off a Boeing airliner over Oregon on Friday. They're hoping it will provide physical evidence of what went wrong. The FAA has grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets until they're inspected around the door plug. Much of the nation's going to be wrestling with a big storm this week. The National Weather Service says there'll be snow in the Plain States today, and it'll move into the Midwest tonight and Tuesday. There'll also be heavy snow in the Northeast Tuesday. Allison Conley is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She says she thinks global warming is part of the reason they're getting less snow than they're used to.
I think it's super alarming. Big climate change person myself, so I think it is very weird, but I don't know. From a selfish side, it's kind of nice to not have snow.
Allison Conley in Massachusetts. Now to the Golden Globe Awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Oppenheimer led the winners at the Golden Globe Awards with 5.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Oppenheimer won Best Movie Drama and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. He says the movie was truly a collaborative effort.
I can only accept this on behalf of people. As directors, we bring people together and we try and get them to give of their best.
Audio courtesy of Golden Globes and Dick Clark Productions. Poor Things upset Barbie to win Best Movie Comedy. Lily Gladstone is the first indigenous winner to win for female actor in a movie drama for Killers of the Flower Moon. In TV categories, Succession won for TV drama and The Bear for TV comedy. I'm Archie Zarletta.
In Washington, Republicans and Democrats in Congress are speaking out about the secrecy surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospital stay. They're concerned about the fact that the president and top leaders were kept in the dark about it for days. This is AP News. An agreement on money.
An initial agreement's been announced in Washington to head off a federal government shutdown. The White House and congressional leaders say they've reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year. President Biden says it puts them one step closer to preventing what he calls a needless government shutdown and protects important national priorities. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the most favorable budget agreement Republicans have achieved in over a decade, with sharper reductions than what was in a previous deal. Congressional negotiators needed to agree on overall spending levels so that appropriators can write the bills that set the line-by-line funding for federal agencies. The funding for some was set to run out January 19th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the range of 35 degrees. And then it gets interesting. Tonight, a low of 30 with a chance of some snow starting 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow, 34 for a high. Additional accumulations of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow. The area is under a winter storm watch from tonight until Tuesday night. Tuesday's high 34, Wednesday 29, again with some snow possibility coming in on Thursday. Turning colder, wind still whipping again between 15 and 25 on Friday and a high of 20 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight reading of 30, it is 27. Today is Monday, January 8th.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Little children, do not worry, you've still got lots of time. There's no need in walking backwards, turn around and rise and shine. If your load always seems heavy and you're always left behind, pick yourself up from the ground and jump right back and rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all for the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and through him new strength to find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Look at how they did poor Jesus while they nailed him to a cross. And he died at their own Calvary so this world would not be lost. So no matter how they treat you, they slap you in the face. Remember, Jesus loves you, and on the cross he took your place. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all to the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and through him new strength you find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Cause the good Lord said he loved you, and through him new strength you find. Even though the world may use you, get up now, go rise and shine. Rise and shine in the early morning, shine your light all through the day. Makes no difference what they tell you, stand right up and have your say. Why, the good Lord said he loved you, and to him you strength to find. Even though the world may use...
That's Tommy Cash, Rise and Shine. Before that, Alan Jackson and our national anthem. Good morning, kids. How are you today? We hope you're doing well. Today is Monday, January 8th. It's the Light in the Milk House show. And this is Phil Nee, if you didn't know. On down the old trail from Sextonville, the Mighty Vibe is all ready to roll in case there is some snow. I got to get the chains on it, but we'll see how it goes. You know, me being, I'm always skeptical when they predict these, we'll call them snowmageddons. Always skeptical. I know we're probably going to get some, but on the upper end, I don't know. I guess part of me is hoping not, anyway, but we'll see. We'll take it as it comes, right? We'll be here for you if we need to make some announcements probably by this time tomorrow morning, right? If there is anything going on or not going on. But it's a full speed ahead on time day today, and it's time to get those chores going. Here's John Anderson.
If you know he ain't home, why do you keep calling? You're gonna drive yourself crazy, and you know that it's true. He's just making you wild and blue. Wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up beyond. You're already wild and blue. In somebody's room on the far side of town, with your minds all made up and the shades all pulled down, someone is trying to satisfy you. He don't know you're wild and you're blue. Wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the thing that you do.
Saturday night, I'm gonna make myself a name.
I'm Lou Harris on WRCO, and it is 27 degrees this morning on a Monday, the 8th of January. We remind you that Tech Help Tuesday, sold every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. That from our community calendar today. Well, we'll check sports scores coming up. The Packers beat the Bears yesterday, as you, I'm sure, know. And it was a little chilly in Sextonville, as I'm sure you probably speculated. But that's all right. June's the Bear fan. And she was, she was all right. Disappointed, you know. But we're not going to have her on the air later today, I don't think. Anyway.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Elvis Presley, I'm all shook up. It's 5:18.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $2.30 to $3.70 per pound, with the crossbred beef calves up to $5.40. Most of the slaughter cows sold in the $75 to $92 range, but they did top out at $95, and we did have a few questionable or poor yielding cows in the $50 to $70. Organic cows sold from $1 to $1.15. We had 13 beef bull calves weighing 555 pounds, and they sold at $1.95, and 13 Holstein feeder heifers, 7 to 1,215 pounds, and they range from $1.02 to $1.12. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, for one of us to come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Everyone at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola wishes you a safe and prosperous new year.
An update on sports scores is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jordan Love threw for 316 yards and connected with Dontavian Wicks on a pair of touchdowns to send the Packers to the playoffs with a 17-9 victory over the Chicago Bears. The Packers needed a win to earn an NFC wildcard berth. Green Bay delivered by winning their third straight overall and beating the Bears for a 10th consecutive time. Love went 27 of 32 as Green Bay never punted all day. Chicago now heads into the offseason facing major questions for what they're doing with their future. Some other games from yesterday in the NFL. Cincinnati was a winner against Cleveland, 31-14. Detroit over the Vikings, 30-20. Jets, 17. New England, 3. New Orleans, 48. Atlanta, 17. Tampa Bay, 9-0 over Carolina. Tennessee, 28. Jacksonville, 20. Dallas, 38. And Washington, 10. The Packers play the Cowboys this weekend in the wild card, Super Wild Card. card. It will be a Sunday afternoon game, so kickoff about the same time as yesterday's kickoff, around 3:30 coming up on Sunday, this Sunday. Kansas City 13-12 over the Chargers, the Rams 21-20 over San Francisco, Las Vegas beat Denver 27-14, Giants 27, Philadelphia 10, Seattle 21 and Arizona 20, Buffalo 21-14 over Miami. In action from the NBA, Cleveland 117, San Antonio 115, Portland won in overtime over Brooklyn 134-127, New Orleans 133, Sacramento 100, Orlando won in overtime over Atlanta 117-110, Dallas 115, Minnesota 108, Denver 131, Detroit 114, Memphis 121, Phoenix 115, Toronto 133, Golden State 118, and the Lakers over the Clippers 106-103. The Badger women's team got a win against Illinois yesterday. Final score 67-61.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center provides professional service you can trust. It's service just as close as a call to 649-4488. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Call 647-8842 today. Office is located in Richland Center. Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin is your Mohawk Color Center, your one-stop shop for flooring, plus cabinet and countertop design and installation.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cash and Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
We have a new forecast from Tony Schumacher, and it's worse. It's worse. Sorry. Today, 35. Tonight, 29. 1 to 3 inches possible by morning tomorrow. 34 tomorrow. An additional 4 to 6 inches of snow expected. So the current alerts, winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from 12 a.m. Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday. Otherwise, a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, then a winter storm warning starting at 6 tomorrow morning. So starts here a little earlier. And I kind of was under the impression it was like it was going to be maybe more in Iowa and Sauk first, and then, but no, it's kind of coming up a little bit, tracking a little bit higher up than they thought it was going to be. So looks like we're all going to be in line for some snow and a kind of an interesting Tuesday morning commute. Right now, 27 degrees. Let's just kind of do a polka cleanse this morning, shall we? Here we go.
Thank you.
There you go. Roma Gaz and the Elsa Polka, recorded live at Turner Hall in Madison. Oh, that was a humdinger right there. It's 5:26 on a Monday as we head toward farm news and markets today from the Light in the Milk House show. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Here we go, getting ready for a five-day week. The last 2 weeks we had holidays there to begin the week, so we got to work 5 days this week. Oh, well, it's the way it goes, I guess. Humming along. Home sweet home, baby. This is Mac Wiseman.
With raindrops on my windshield, teardrops on my steering wheel, this lonely truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining, while her old engine's a-whining, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. I had a gal in Texas, she walked away and left us. This old truck's all I'm depending on. Sometimes I overwork her, but I never would desert her. 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. We've got a lot in common, we keep each other going. Me and this old truck are hanging on. We just keep right on a rolling, that lonesome stack of smoking, with 18 wheels a humming, home sweet home. Take much throttle, them shiny rigs ain't been where this one's gone. We ain't in a hurry, we loaf along and worry, with 18 wheels a humming, home sweet home. With raindrops on my windshield and teardrops on my steering wheel, this old truck's the only thing I own. In my heart I'm pining, while her old engine's whining, with 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home. With 18 wheels a-humming, home sweet home.
There you go, Mac Wiseman, home sweet home. Those 18 wheels. We're at 26 degrees here at WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Farmers are urged to think carefully before getting their crop insurance. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. An insurance specialist says farmers should consider economic conditions when making their crop insurance decisions for 2024. Nellie Urban is with Farm Credit Services of America.
Simply renewing the same coverage on your policy that you have had year to year isn't going to give you the necessary coverage you may need. 2024 is the year to take a fresh look at crop insurance and how it can better serve your specific operation and financial situation.
She tells Brownfield there's been some volatility in the ag industry.
With the lower commodity prices, fluctuating input costs, and increasing family living expenses, the agricultural economy is in a reset mode. These are some of the factors that could require producers to recalibrate their crop insurance needs for the 2024 growing season.
Urban says producers experiencing above average costs should consider endorsements or private products to help bridge the gap, such as margin protection, SCO, ECO, or R-Power-D. USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced up to $3 million is available to educate underserved agricultural producers about risk protection resources. Administrator Marcia Bunger tells Brownfield.
This has really been a very concentrated effort internally by RMA to kind of scrape together dollars so that we can be part of much needed education around what is crop insurance, what can it do for you, bookkeeping skills.
Bunger says the funds will build off risk management education partnerships created in 2021.
Our partners typically have been universities, extension offices, nonprofit organizations.
She says the agency can provide grant writing and technical assistance and help more organizations apply. The deadline is March 4th. Crop insurance should be a consideration for farmers growing short stature corn in the future. Compeer Financial Director of Insurance Strategies, Cole Patrick, says policies might be more affordable since shorter corn is less susceptible to wind damage.
I would see the wind rates essentially plummet and maybe some, well, they'd have to rewrite the loss procedures probably, and that might take a few years through some experimental stuff with NCIS. So yes, I would see wind coverage getting cheaper.
Patrick says when growers are less concerned about coverage for green snap, they can focus on other areas like pollination. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again, that sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
A slow week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity picked up some as the day progressed on Friday, but overall business was slow. There are a handful of live deals reported in Nebraska at 173 to 173.50. That's slightly lower than the week's previous weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South were at $172 to $173. That's steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. For the week, dress deals in the North range from mostly $275 to a few at $278. That's $2 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers 550 to 700 pounds were unevenly steady. There were no comparable offerings on heifers. The USDA says demand was good with active bidding both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 508 to 548 pounds brought $315.50 to $336. Feeder steers 655 to 699 pounds brought $249.50 to $278.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 551 to 598 pounds brought $249 to $280. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.26 at $277.16. Select was 71 cents higher at $259.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was under 24,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors didn't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Prices reflected that. Supplies of market-ready hogs are more than ample and hog weights are up, ensuring there's plenty of pork available. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 75 cents lower with a weighted average of 44.56. The Iowa Minnesota was down 64 cents with a weighted average of 44.96, and the Western Corn Belt closed 44 cents lower with a weighted average of 44.85. Pork values into the day lower, down 30 cents at 84.20. Picnics and bellies were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and up 33,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower on the lack of follow-through buying and the recent slide in box beef and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by stronger pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 173 to 173.50 live. The major direct hog markets were lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans and corn are down, keeping an eye on forecasts for Brazil. March beans are down 11 and a quarter at 12.56 and a quarter. May was 12 and a quarter lower at 12.64 and a quarter. March corn was down 5 and 3 quarters at 4.60 and 3 quarters. May corn was 5 and 3 quarters lower at 4.73 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were down, unable to follow through on their early gains. February live was down 55 at 170.57. April was 90 lower at 173.40. March feeders were down $1.50 at 224.15. And with pork up at midday, February hogs were 95 higher at 70, and April lean was up $1.42 at 76.37. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Today is the deadline to apply to the USDA for jobs helping folks get rural clean energy grants. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
USDA Rural Development is looking to hire what it calls climate change fellows who would assist farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses in applying for clean energy grants. Senior Energy Counselor Claire Sieroski.
They're for people that don't necessarily have a lot of experience in climate change. You don't have to be a climate change expert. Maybe it's an interest of yours. Maybe it's something that you care a lot about. Ideally, maybe you do have some kind of degree related to it, but you don't have to. And the idea of the fellows is to kind of get your foot into the door in this space and be able to work on something related to climate change.
Sieroski urges quick action if you want to apply. The deadline is today, and once the agency gets 300 applications, the window will close.
Help solve part of that crisis with us and join us as a climate fellow. And there are 2-year positions that can be extended for 2 more years for a total of 4 years. And again, they're really for entry-level folks that are interested in working on this issue, that are passionate maybe about climate change and want to do something about it.
To learn more, do a web search for Climate Fellows USDA or follow the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
A major buyer of dairy exports remains on the sidelines. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market expert says last week's global dairy trade event again showed China is not buying many dairy products right now. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield there are multiple reasons.
Domestic demand in China has still been pretty rough. They are making more milk internally, so that helps them from a supply perspective.
Burgess also says another reason for the small export numbers to China is their current inventory.
China has big stocks of dairy products yet sitting there, and so we don't necessarily see a big resurgence in their buying anytime soon.
Burgess says changes in trade and tariff incentives are also hurting U.S. dairy exports to China at this time of year.
They used to have preferential tariffs at the beginning of the year, meaning they had to buy a lot of product in January and February to get better tariff rates. Now those tariff rates are consistent across the year, so they're not necessarily incentivized to buy a lot in the beginning of the year like they were in the past.
She says China's dairy demand has been down since the pandemic. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. January Class 3 milk was down 14 cents at 15.12. February down 9 to 15.53. March down 16 cents at 16.16. April went down 12 cents to $17 even. May through November contracts ranged from 2 cents lower in October to 10 cents lower in May. Dry whey was up a half cent to 41 and a quarter. This was the only commodity that gained value Friday. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents at 143 and a half with 2 sales. Cheese barrels went down a half cent to 141 with 14 sales. Butter went down 7 and a half cents at 257 and a half. 4 sales were recorded Friday. Non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters of a cent at 117 and a quarter with 9 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville is along with us as guest here today. Tom, you're getting ready just in case it snows, aren't you?
Oh, we sure are. And it looks like we're going to have snow here in January. And we're going to have changes of weather, so we all have to prepare for things. For sure, it's going to be colder. And knowing that and getting prepared, it's all about making sure that you end up buying something that's well worth your while. And because we handle a snow thrower, not a snow blower, we actually do a very good job with Aaron's products. Aaron's is the largest snow thrower company in the business in the world. They sell 80% of the units out there. So the key to all these machines are they're designed to last a long time. In fact, it's a 2,000-hour engine on that machine. That's a 50-year life. So, that's a long time. I don't know if you and I got that long.
Well, you would hope, but I don't know, man. It might be pushing it.
Yeah. Well, like an old wine, it might turn sour, I suppose. But hopefully when they uncork us, they find out what we are anyhow.
That'll be a lot of gas when they uncork us, I think.
It might be. But the key is that we sell this product. We back it, of course. And here in Dodgeville, we've got units that go back to 1964 that we still service. That's actually now 60 years old. So you stop and think about that. They're still running. They use a cast gearbox, and they are designed to last. And that's the number one reason you want to buy one, because you're only going to buy it once. It's a generational thing you'll pass on to the kids or grandchildren, even if that happens that way. We're not hard to find. We're here in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farmer Fleet, their lights are on today, so I think they're still in business for another day or two. Good neighbors. Nice to have them there. Great place to stop down and visit. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist, punch in Mueller on the left-hand side. You will see all of our specials, including our used, which we have quite a few pieces for you to look at. But better yet, just stop down and see us. But give me a call at 935-2751. I'll spend some time with you. You're going to find out that we want you to join our family. We want you to be part of our family. And we want you to be owning the best of the best. And that only happens if you walk through our door.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of fans over here in this area there, so people can stop over and, maybe do you have a glossy picture you can give out of yourself or anything, Tom?
I'll give him my business card. You and I both have what we call the perfect radio face.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't want to hand out our pictures, otherwise they'll never come back.
That's true. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for today's report. Today, cloudy, fairly mild, yet in a high of 35. We're going to stop right there. That's it for the forecast today. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. Anyway, we're supposedly going to be under a winter storm warning starting at midnight tonight, and then quite a bit of snow for the area. I don't want to steal Tony's thunder, but Tony Schumacher is up in about 5 minutes with the exactness of that storm coming in. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Ravishing Ruby. She's been around for a while, ravishing Ruby. She was a
truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild and free. And all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Touch him either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
On the Light in the Mill Cow Show, WRCO, Monday morning, January 8th edition. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623- 2121. Also, see current Reynolds feed and supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a major winter storm developing down toward Oklahoma this morning. That'll slide northeast and bring some major weather impacts to our region tonight. Through Tuesday night, travel will become difficult with the accumulating snow and gusty winds. Right now, we have a variety of advisories out, including a winter storm warning for much of our area starting at midnight tonight going through 6 a.m. Wednesday, and a winter weather advisory for Iowa and Sauk counties late tonight, transitioning to a winter storm warning tomorrow at 6 a.m. and running through 6 a.m. Wednesday. Behind this storm, we get a weak system that'll come through the area Wednesday night with a bit of snow, and then another powerful storm could move up from the south for Friday and Saturday. Could bring some heavy snow and very strong winds to the region. Definitely pay attention to later forecasts. We will also see the coldest air of the season so far march into the area by the weekend. That forecast for today, cloudy, still fairly mild with highs in the mid-30s, wind from the east-southeast up to 10. Breezy tonight with snow developing by late evening. We could have 1 to 3 inches by morning, low 29 degrees, east wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow, breezy with snow, heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, high at 34, east wind becoming northeast 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, the snow diminishes. Finishing the flurries by late evening, an additional inch possible, bringing storm totals up to 6 to 10 inches generally, some isolated higher amounts, low at 23. Wednesday mostly cloudy, light snow likely starting in the evening, high at 31, could see about an inch or two of snow Wednesday night. Thursday light snow possible early, mostly cloudy, high 28. Friday breezy with snow likely, several inches possible, high 26. Saturday windy and cold with snow diminishing the flurries by midday with additional accumulations, high 18. Sunday dry, breezy, and very cold, high near 11. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, 26 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 34. A record high, 57 in the year 2003. Record low, 28 below zero in 1971. Last year's high, 25, and the low, 12. Sunset will happen at 4:43 this afternoon and rise this morning at 7:33. The air is calm. Barometer at 3019 is up slightly. No precipitation today. And again,